I'm Dave McGowan with VPR News. 15 months ago, state officials heralded what they said was a landmark agreement with the owners of Vermont Yankee. But new legal battles are already brewing over the decommissioning of the Vernon nuclear reactor. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has our story.
After 42 years generating electricity, Vermont Yankee powered down for the last time in late December. But the legal battle over the radiological decommissioning of this contaminated site has in many ways just begun. Last month, Entergy Nuclear Operations, the company that owns Vermont Yankee, submitted a decommissioning plan to the Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Chris Recchia, the commissioner of the Vermont Department of Public Service, says the document raises serious concern. Recchia and other state officials, including Attorney General Bill Sorrell, have asked the NRC to force Entergy to address their objections.
We want the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to engage with us constructively to help leverage those issues that Vermont feels important to be addressed and not just automatically support the industry, which unfortunately, looking at history, has been the practice.
Recchia says elements of Entergy's plan would not only delay the decommissioning process, but potentially saddle Vermont taxpayers with a portion of its $1.2 billion price tag. Specifically, Recchia objects to Entergy using money from the decommissioning fund for purposes he says are unrelated to ridding the site of radiological waste. Entergy has said it won't begin the decommissioning process until that fund has enough money to cover the $1.2 billion cost. Recchia says that target will be hit sooner if the money is only spent on decommissioning.
The more principal that you can hold in that account and earn interest and returns, the faster that fund will grow. We don't agree with their proposal to expend an additional $225 million for the management of that spent fuel over time out of the decommissioning trust fund.
Mike Toomey is vice president of external affairs for Entergy. He says Entergy's decommissioning plan is entirely consistent not only with industry standards, but with its written agreement with the state of Vermont.
And at some level, the Vermont comments are an attempt to overturn longstanding industry and NRC practices.
Toomey says the state's comments to the NRC represent a, quote, step backward in the decommissioning process, and he says further intervention from the state could make things worse for everyone involved.
It is possible that through a litigated approach to this decommissioning project, it could end up taking longer and being more expensive.
Recchia says he's also worried that Entergy's proposal has the potential to leave taxpayers on the hook for decommissioning costs that he says the company should be liable for. Entergy wants its financial liability to expire when the decommissioning fund reaches a zero balance, precisely the moment that Recchia says Entergy's money would be needed most.
Once you've expended the fund and then you've discovered you need additional funds, Entergy is saying that they are not going to be responsible for more than that, and that's a problem.
Toomey says Recchia misunderstands Entergy's plan and that the fund cannot run to zero until all decommissioning activities are complete. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.